let me put this responsibility on you. If you've been giving into a church or into a ministry for a number of years, I believe it's incumbent upon you to ask them, are you a giving ministry? Or is it, am I giving into a dead sea here? And I like
That's
what
right.
Jesse Duplantis said one time. He said, every time I give to this one certain missionary, I never get a return. So he said, I called the missionary and asked him, do you tithe? The guy says, no, I'm a missionary. He says, I didn't ask you what you were. I asked you, do you tithe? And I remember when we asked Tony and Rosa, do you guys tithe? And they said, no. And I said, tell you something, guys. If you don't start tithing, we're going to stop giving to the Home of Refuge. You know, they started tithing immediately because they didn't have that revelation. Mm-hmm. But they started giving immediately out of what they received, and now they're abundantly blessed.
They are. And before that, Tony had been on his own. He had had a pick and a shovel, and he had worked on the foundation for
literally,
a couple years
literally.
Before. And he had just the blocks around the 9,000 square feet, just a foot high or so around the 9,000 square foot orphanage he was going to build. Then when he started tithing, Darren, it started pouring in. And we really believe that, well, let's look into how God instructed Moses to teach his people about tithing. And we're going to talk about how leadership is accountable in this area.
I believe that your tithes can be mishandled, but you're responsible to give. And if that ministry mishandles the tithe, I don't believe that comes back on you.
No.
But I believe if you know that, you shouldn't continue to give there.
That's right. If you have any question, then your giving should be to the people that are teaching you. And yes, I believe that includes ministries like Derek Prince, ministries that we give to those
David
kind of
Wilkerson.
Ministries that teach us, that build us up in the faith. We give to those ministries. And I believe if you do go to a church where it is blessing you and your children, that's where you tithe. But I also believe your tithe can be shared with those ministries that do teach you good fundamental truths of the gospel.
Well, I believe, Barb, and I was raised, of course, my dad was a local pastor. And in his denomination, believed, yeah, you got to put all your tithes here. But the fact is, that church wasn't doing all the feeding to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the tithes in that situation could have been shared. And in our case, we look at the ministries that feed us, like David Wilkerson out of New York. Derek Prince is one. Dr. Zodiades is another. And these are men that have absolute sterling quality ministries that are out there getting the job. They're doing the gospel.
They're spreading
the gospel around the world. I think that's very, very important. So your storehouse, I believe, is defined by who is feeding you. Where are you getting your spiritual feeding?
That's right.
That's your storehouse.
Now, when we give to the Home of Refuge, we give that as alms, and we will be discussing alms. But here in Leviticus 27:30, we see the concept of tithing given to Moses in the law. Now we're going into the law. Before this, we have not been talking about the law of the Old Testament. We have been talking about thankful hearts giving to God out of their heart attitude. Now, here in Leviticus 27:30, it says, thus all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree. Now, that's pre-sowing. You take a tenth, and you put the seed in the ground. Of all the seed, you put 10% in there, knowing you're going to give that 10% to the Lord at harvest time. And of the fruit of the tree, that's harvest. You give that 10% of the fruit of the tree. You give that 10% of what comes in your check, in income that you have made in the past month or two. And if you don't get paid for 6 months, then you give after you get that check, after your 6 month paid. If you get paid once a week, you give of that check that comes in once a week. It is so simple, Darren. And God calls it holy to Him. This 10% that we give off the top, first fruits, is holy unto God, and it has the power of God in it. You're absolutely
Amen.
Right.
The power
it has
of return.
Power. Yes.
Here's something else, Barbara. That now we practice this, and I have to say that a lot of the television and radio ministries and churches have fouled up the tithe in a sense that people are trained to expect something in return for their tithe. Now, for example, if we see an offer by Derek Prince on some books that we want, we'll order the books, but we'll pay for those on top of the tithe
That's
that
right.
we may give to him.
Above the tithe.
Right.
That's
so
right.
I guess what I'm saying is, If you're giving to a ministry and they've offered you a tape on prosperity or on healing or whatever, or a book or something like that, don't send your tithe and expect them to send you a book for the tithe that you paid. Mm-hmm. That tithe should be holy unto the Lord. Give that. And then if you want the book or the tape or the whatever, give the extra on top of the tithe portion.
That's right.
And I believe in a way, well, I sincerely believe that you don't defile the tithe by following that practice. But today, a lot of people say, if I send money, I want something in return. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, and that's that selfish attitude that comes out every once in a while. We are faced with that.
Too blunt with you, folks, but we want you to win.
Yes.
We're tired of seeing our friends and some of our power partners lose when you don't have to lose. That is not God's plan. And I heard Tiz Huck say the other day on television, she and her husband have a ministry out of Portland. She said, God's not on a budget. God is not limited. And you're not talking about just a finite number of dollars that God might run short. He is not going to run short.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, in Numbers 18:26, God is speaking specifically to the priests here. And this is where we get our attitude that the pastors need to tithe and the missionaries need to tithe just as well as the lay people. And here it is. When you take from the sons of Israel, or when you as a leader take the offering from the people in your congregation, or when you receive offering in the mail from the people that listen to you or are giving to you, the tithe which I have given you from their inheritance, then you shall present an offering from it to the Lord, a tithe of the tithe. So in the Old Testament, Darren, the people brought their tithe to the temple, and one-tenth of their offerings, their sacrifice offerings, their peace offerings, their guilt offerings, their sin offerings, their wave offerings, 10% of that was given to the priest. The priest would take the best portion of that 10% of the offering, and he would use it for his own personal use. But then he had to give a tenth of a tenth, and that wave offering was usually from the priest to the Lord, the tenth of the tithe that the people had brought in. Because, see, the priests didn't own anything. They were there to serve the people. And there are people today, teachers and pastors, who do not own anything. They are given from the money that comes in from the people of the congregation or the people that are being taught by them. And today it's the same way, Darren. We have teachers of the gospel and pastors that the people who are being taught should share with those who are teaching them. And that's New Testament teaching. We'll get into that.
And as you take care of God's vessel, you will be blessed. I'll tell you,
yes.
When you have that attitude that person is speaking the word of God to me is really God's representative, and I'm going to make real sure I take good care of them. And we have some people that do that for us. They just cannot do enough for us, and we are so grateful. But we also know that they're going to be blessed. As they bless the ministry that blesses them, they're going to be blessed.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Now, in Deuteronomy 14:22, it says, you shall surely tithe all the produce from what you sow, which comes out of the field every year, which comes out of your business every year, which comes out of your place of employment every year. Now that we don't have as much agriculture, that doesn't mean you stop tithing. You still tithe what you receive. And you shall eat in the presence of the Lord your God at the place where he chooses to establish his name. That's where his name is being taught, is being magnified and exalted. If the distance is so great for you that you are not able to bring the tithe, and usually they brought baskets and oxen and lambs and heavy, heavy sacrifices, then you shall exchange it for money. Yes, that's Deuteronomy 14:22. You shall exchange it for money and buy good things that you will share in the presence of the Lord your God, and rejoice, you and your household. I love that verse. Rejoice in what you're going to give to the Lord.
Well, I want to slip another scripture in here.
Okay.
Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, one of the reasons we're doing these messages on tithing here is we don't want our people to perish for lack of knowledge because they haven't been taught. And a lot of you are in trouble just because you've not been taught. Well, we don't want to be guilty of that. We want to be able to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, as much as was within us, as much as the revelation we had on Scripture, we've taught our people to give, and to give according to the ways of the Word. Now, the ways of the Word, in other words, how does God want it done? And he will bless you accordingly, I've got to tell you. Well, I'd like to pray, Barbara, as we end this message today. Lord God, I just thank you for the privilege of giving, the privilege of tithing and